मंगलाचरणम गीति जगन्नाथ यूज टू कम रनिंग अवे फ्रॉम हिज टेम्पल महाप्रभु यूज टू बिकम मैड एंड वांट टू एम्ब्रेस हु इज सिंगिंग यदि हृदय सरसंग मन यदि विलासु कलासु कुतूहलम If you want to make your heart saras, full of saras, if you want to know the sweet pastimes of Krishna, you must hear this Komal Kanta Padavali of
Jayadev Goswami.
We have published his book, Git Govinda. Those who are qualified to read this book, they can read and they can see how high class of love is there. Then you can. We are going to discuss here Harikatha for 7 days. So I want that we should pray to Nrisimha Kirtan. Have you not harmonium? Baja?
There is harmonium.
Where?
Radha Kanta.
You should pray? Yes. Why you are here?
Namaste Narasimha. Gaya
Namaste Narasimhaya
Pralada Nagaya
Pralada Nagaya
Hiranyakashi Purvaksha
Oh, Chara, 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 Chara
생각에 사랑의 생각에
they repeat all of them.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Gaura Prasthaya Bhutale Sri Srimad Bhakti Pragyana Kesavaitinam Ati Matta Charitraya Swastitanam Chapaline Jiva Dukhe Sadartaya Nama Prema Puran वंचा कल्पतरो भयस्य कृपा सिंधु नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णा प्रेमाय कृष्णाय गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तथाय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरपातर्याय पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तरवोऽभिनेतु तं सर्वभूतलयम् तवै वास्मि नजुनामि तं नयमां भक्त्या विहीन अपराधदर्शये कृपामयि त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ने नमस्ते First of all, in beginning, my millions of dandat pranam unto the lotus feet of my spiritual guru, Paramaradhya, Nitya Lila Pravishta, Om Vishnu Vasis, Om Bhakti Pradhyam, I will send millions of dandat pranam in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnu Upasishma Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. This is my tenth
time in
Bejar.
In Bejar. Each year I come everywhere and remind them for Krishna bhajan. And they should not be weak. There should be always a strong in bhakti. So I have told you purport of Brihat Bhagavatamrita. Jnani Bhakta, Shuddha Bhakta, Premi Bhakta, Prempar Bhakta, Prematur Bhakta are more than that, Braja. In Braja also, Dasya, then Sakha, more than that, Vatsalya, and more than that, and something more after. So you should know all these things. Also I have explained Raramanand Sambhad. Very soon it will come in the form of a book. I will explain you Rupa Shiksha. I told you Sanatana Shiksha. So many things. Almost everything I have explained. But even I have touched only Krishna Tattva is like an endless ocean. I have touched standing on the shore, not in sea.
In the water.
I want to give you even a particle of that, that your life should be happy. This year I thought I should give you essence of Srimad Bhagavatam, written by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Anyone has not done this. Especially, you should know that the essence of whole Upanishad, there are about 1008 more than that Upanishads. The Vidya, the knowledge who takes us to Krishna, that is called Upanishad. So there are so many. And the essence of all Upanishads is collected by Vyasadeva, it is called Brahma Sutra. But Brahma Sutra we cannot understand. So many rishis, maharshis like Shankaracharya, Ramanuja, Madhva, Vishnu Swami, Nimbadita and others, they have written commentary on this. But really, something lacking in them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he fulfilled it. After that, he made himself commentary of that Brahma Sutra. Vyasadeva. Commentary to understand the meaning of Brahma Sutra, and that is called
Srimad
Bhagavatam. Bhagavat is essence of all Upanishad, Brahma Sutra and everything. In Garuda Purana it has been written Arthoyang Brahma Sutranam Bharatarthan Vinirnaya Gayatri Bhashya Rupasav Vedartha Parayati. So Srimad Bhagavat is supreme among all the literature that Vyasadeva did. So our Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling, বলিব এখন যাহা তাহা এই ভর প্রতিষ্ঠা সা পাছে দুষ্ট করে. He is telling that I am going to tell something, to write something. But I am fearing, like Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, when he was writing Chaitanya Charitamrita, he was fearing. It is so high class that very rare persons are qualified to read this. So, what should I do? I should not write. But again he thought, if I am not writing all these things, then what will be? It will
disappear from this world forever.
This world, these things. Also he thought, only like kokil,
cucumbers,
they take only the manjari and sweetness, essence of mango, coconut, they don't like, they like only neem rush, very bitter. So if I am writing, then swabhavata,
naturally,
Kokil means bhakta, they will read it. And crow, like-minded person, they will not have interest in that. So I must write. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur is here. What to do? If I am writing, then Pratishtha will come. And for Vaishnava it is very bad thing. Ekatha prakash nahi karibo boliya. I will not manifest this.
Express this idea.
What idea? He is telling. So I was thinking like this, that I should not manifest to tell this very secret things to others. But again I remember the wordings of my Gurudev. Then I thought that if my Gurudev has ordered, I must do. Akritagya haile bhakti sadhivekman. If I am not
grateful,
if I am not writing all these things, what my Gurudev has ordered me, then I will be akritagya,
ungrateful.
So I must do it. So I throw out my shame and I began to write. O Gurudev, O Vaishnavagan, if I have done any aparad,
offense,
please forgive me. My Gurudev is Bipin Bihari Prabhu. In our parampara, Prabhupada has not given his name. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is given. Prabhupada was against these Goswamis. He put his feet on the head of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, who is like Gadadhar Pandit Radhika. So he could not tolerate. What are you doing? Nonsense. No? That who is he? He's one of the Goswami, Gaurashakti Gadadhar, and he still you are keeping your feet on the head of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. He rebuked and he ran away from there. But even Bhakti Vinod Thakur gave so much respect to his Gurudev. Bansi Badanananda, Bans Balsadhar. His Gurudev, in the line of Bansi Badanananda, you know, he used to take very like a tree and to make it like a tree.
16 person can lift it very hardly, and he can lift it very easily.
So, I took the order of my Gurudev on my head and then I began to write this Shlok Vicharite. Or Gurudev told that you should go on reading and try to understand. And Srimad Bhagavati is himself Krishna. Tamadi Devam Karuna Anidhanam Tamala Varnam Subhita Avataram Apar Sansar Samudra Setum Bhajamahe
Bhagavata
Sarupam. Everything will come in your heart. So I began to write. In the meantime, when I began to write, at once, not dream, at once Sarup Damodar came. In my spurti, like Radhika, you have to see Krishna's spurti, Sachimaya to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And really Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to come and take. So in the same way, Sarup Damodar came and told, you must do it. Take prominent slope, essence of the slopes. Or Srimad Bhagavatam. All Srimad Bhagavata slokas are prominent. But even you should take the essence of it. And according to Sambandha, Abhidheya, Prayogya. What is Sambandha to Krishna? All these things. Abhidheya. What is Bhajan? Like Rupa Goswami had told, how 64 kinds of bhakti. All this Abhidheya. And Prayojan, Krishna Prem is Prayojan. So, select all these slokas according to subject and make a garland. And this garland will give into to in the hands of Radhika. And Radhika will give it to
makeup.
And Krishna will be very happy. He ordered me like this. Then, and after that, if you will do this, book will be very, very important. And all Vaishnava Samaj who wants bhakti, oh, they will collect it and read and do according to this. And then he told also, oh, I am explaining myself. First is Shloka Srimad Bhagavatam. Janmadasya jata anvayaditartasya arthob abhigya swarat teni brahma ridaj yad kabai muyant jat surya tejo bar midang jat pinvayo tusar go ambisha dhamna sprain nirast oko sattam parma. Oh, this slok is important. Whole Srimad Bhagavatam in this. All Srimad Bhagavans, all Leela Katha, pastimes of Krishna, all Tattva in this. But it is so good.
Confidential.
Huh?
Confidential.
Confidential. It is Gambhir.
Profound.
Profound.
Profound. Profound. Profound. That general devotee cannot understand. First I read these slokas of Srimad Bhagavatam. And I read the commentary of Srila Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, here, there. But he could not understand what is the meaning. By chance, I read this book. The explanation done by Bhakti Vinod Thakur, given by Swarup Damodar. And easily I understood. So, he explained first a slok and told that in this light you should explain all the slok. So, the importance of this book is what? That Swarup Damodar has guided him. And he had told the first slok. And he has told how to explain Srimad Bhagavatam. So, there are so many Vyakhyakar,
commentator,
all Srimad Bhagavat. But they cannot be like Swarup Damodar. You should know. Who is he?
Lalita Devi.
Lalita Devi. His explanation is more highest. So I want to begin something from this book. I have told about the object, aim and object of Sadhan Bhajan, Gopi Prem, more than that, Radhika Prem, more than something, Manjari Mood, everything. Somewhat you know this thing. But we should try to follow the process that Rupa Goswami has told in Bhakti Samit Sindhu, beginning from Adav Guru Se. Guru. Guru Padashraya, Vishambhaina Seva, Shiksha, Diksha and all these things. 10 items for Guru and then other things. So we should also begin from here, Guru. If your basement,
foundation
is a song, your Guru Nishtha is strong, belief in Guru, just strong. Then, on this foundation, Krishna Katha and all thoughts, very soon you can have. If a man in chanting, remembering, but he is criticizing to others, then what will be? Bhakti will finish. We should first try to be follow upadeshamritam. Bacho begam, manasaha krodha begam, jiva bego udarap asta begam. And after that second slow, atyahar prahayascha prajalpo niyamatra janasangascha laulancha sadhi bhakti vinaste. And utsaha nishyata. If you are doing bhajan, shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, all these things, but there is some what kutinati, some is hole in the button, then what will be? Your bhakti will go away. Even if you have, it will go away. So, I think it will be better this time, we should do anusilam. We should explain and hear this Bhagavatarka Maharishi Mala, what he has told. One kirtan. Though it will be some difficult to understand, no interest in that, oh, Yashoda Maya bonded Krishna, Krishna was weeping, not a story, but deep some siddhanta are there. So you should try to carefully hear and understand. You can make any question if you are not understanding.
Mero Radha Ramana Giri Dhari Giri Dhari Shyam Banwari. Oh, mero Radha Ramana. Thank you.
First of all, I'm explaining the first slok of Srimad Bhagavatam and what Srila Sarup Damodar explained to Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. First of all, we should know what is Advaya Gyan Tattva? What is Advaya? Vadanti Tattva Vidastattam Jadi Gyanam Advayam. So what is Advaya Tattva? You see.
Om Ajnan Timirangasya Jnanam Janashalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave
Namah
In the first canto, second chapter, Srila Vyasadeva, Suta Goswami, has given the shloka. Vadanti tat tattva vidas tattvam yaj jnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabdyate. So here in this shloka he is explaining what is the absolute tattva, the param tattva. Vadanti tat tattva vidas. Who is explaining this supreme absolute truth? Those persons who are called tattva vidā, that means they are the knowers. They have realized this absolute truth, absolute substance. And what is their description of this absolute substance? He is saying vadanti. They have explained it to be yaj jñānam advayam. Vadanti tat tattva vidās. Tattvam yaj jnanam advayam. Here, the term advay jnan is used. Advay means non-dual. Dvay means two. And advay means not two. Or, in other words, one. So, advay jnan. This absolute truth, this absolute supreme substance, is a non-dual conscious entity, conscious being, complete jnana, knowledge. And it is non-dual, meaning that there is only this one supreme absolute tattva, and there are not any other besides this. So the whole existence of this material cosmic manifestation and everything that exists within the entire creation is actually this one absolute supreme substance, Advaya Gyan Paratattva, supreme absolute non-dual truth. But yet, we see within this material world, we see so many differences and varieties of objects within this world. All the different entities within this world, living entities and non-living, animate and inanimate objects within this world. And there are so many varieties, unlimited millions and trillions of varieties of objects within this world. So it does not appear that it is all one. It appears that it is very different. But yet, everything within existence is described by those who have seen the Absolute Truth as Advaya Gyan, non-dual knowledge. But they have explained that that supreme absolute truth from whom everything that we see has emanated is viewed by these seers of the Absolute Truth in three different features. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan iti shabdyate. They have described that that one non-dual Absolute Truth from whom everything has come, Janmad Yasya Yataha, as Gurudev, Srila Gurudev is going to describe the first slok of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it begins with these words, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Janmad Yasya Yataha. That means the source, the absolute source from which everything has come, everything has emanated. So what is the nature of that absolute truth? Bhagavan iti shabdyate. The terminologies are used to describe that absolute truth. Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. Although he is one, but yet he has three aspects, three features. Brahman, Brahmeti, meaning that just as we see the sun in the sky, we can use a material example the rishis have given to understand. The sun in the sky has so many extended rays coming from it. So these rays are the very sun itself. In one sense, we can say the sun rays are the sun, because the sun rays are emanating from the sun, and they are, in quality, they are none different than the sun. So in the same way, the Supreme Absolute Truth has the transcendental aspect called Brahman, which means that he, the Supreme Advaigyan, that Supreme Conscious Being, he is all-pervading throughout his entire creation. He himself, in the form of his Brahma Jyoti, like rays, transcendental rays. And Paramatma, he is not only all-pervading throughout his creation, but just like the sun is all-pervading throughout the universe, yet we also see, we also experience individually, that we can feel the sun on our own head. Or if you put so many pots of water, and each pot can reflect the sun globe itself. So in the same way, Paramatma means that that Advaigyan Paratattva is personally present everywhere. Not only in his non-dual aspect, nirvishesh, without any varieties, the Brahma Jyoti effulgence, but also he is present personally within every single atom, within the creation, and within the heart of every living being within the creation. So that is called Paramatma, the transcendental super soul, supreme soul, present everywhere. But in the same way as the sun globe is situated in one place within the sky, in within the universe, and from that one source, the sun globe, all these other features extend, in the same way that Advaigyan Paratattva, he is situated as Bhagavan, the supreme absolute personality of Godhead, who has transcendental form, qualities, paraphernalia, dham, associates. So just as within the sun globe, there is a personality known as the sun god, who is dominating the entire planet, and whose energies are the very existence of the sun and the sun rays. So in the same way, the Absolute Truth is also seen as the supreme, independent personality of Godhead, supreme, absolute Bhagavan. And he is described by the rishis, Aishwaryasya Samagrasya Viryasya Yashashashriya Jnana Vairagya Yoschaiva Tannam Bhaga Itingina, that he has transcendental opulences and qualities, especially six in number, Aishwarya, complete absolute wealth and power, Virya, complete potencies and shaktis and energies, unlimited, parasya shaktir vividhaiva shruyate, many, many varieties of potencies he has, unlimited varieties. Aishwaryasya samagrasya viryasya yashasa shriya. He has complete fame, yasha, His glories and His fame extend everywhere. Shriya, He has complete beauty. He is transcendental form, and His transcendental qualities are extremely attractive. And there is no one and nothing within His creation as beautiful as Him. He possesses this opulence of beauty in fullness. Viryasya yashasya shriyam jnana vairagyayosh chaiva. He has all knowledge of everything. Every single nook and corner of His entire creation, at every single moment, He knows everything everywhere. And vairagya, He is also transcendentally detached from everything. He exists in Himself, completely independent, swarat, from His creation. So this Divine Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, is the transcendental source and the topmost limit of the Paratattva. But those who have realized the Absolute Truth have realized the Absolute Truth in these three features. Similarly, just like when those who are observing a mountain from a distance, if they are very far away, oh, the mountain may appear just like some hazy form in the distance. Then if they approach the mountain closer and closer, then they will see that, oh, the mountain has very specific shape, very specific colors, and there are some different shapes upon the mountain itself also. But then when he finally comes directly to the mountain, he sees that, oh, here on the surface of the mountain are very beautiful forests, very beautiful forest animals. So many entities are there. So in the same way, those who realize the Absolute Truth from somewhat of a distance, they only realize the Brahman aspect of the Absolute Truth. Those who come a little bit closer, they realize the Paramatma aspect of the Supreme Truth. And those who come the closest of all, they can realize that the Supreme Paratattva, Advait Gyan Paratattva, is a transcendental divine personality of Godhead. And they understand Him in His personal feature. So the great sages, the topmost realized souls within the universe, they have proclaimed by their transcendental realization, such as Lord Brahmaji Himself, when He had this realization of Bhagavan Sri Krishna in the beginning of the creation, then He composed these prayers of Brahma Samhita. And He described that Absolute Truth as Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvatana.
Sundar Gopal is here. Sundar Gopal, can you explain something in brief? This in easy
language. Very good.
Omagyana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namaha.
This particular topic is sometimes a little bit challenging. And one may wonder, what is the need to consider it carefully? The reason why this subject matter is so important and forms the very essence of Srimad Bhagavatam is because it's an explanation of the nature of reality. Without being able to understand what this world is about, and whether anything exists beyond this world, it will be impossible to ascertain the purpose of life. What is the ultimate goal of life? What is existence for? So, this particular question has been considered for many thousands of years by different persons. Some, for instance, think that there is no such thing as an absolute truth. We're bound in a world of relativity. Others accept that there is an absolute truth, but that this absolute truth is impersonal. So for instance, physicists today, they consider that the only absolute are the laws of physics, which are impersonal. Still others, they accept that there is an absolute truth, and that absolute truth is endowed with personality, but that absolute truth is many, not one. What does Srimad Bhagavatam say? Vadanti tat tattva vidas tattvam yajnanam advayam. Tattvam refers to paratattva, the absolute truth. What are the characteristics of that paratattva? Jnanam advayam. Jnanam means conscious. This indicates clearly that the absolute truth has personality. Advayam, non-dual. We can think of non-dual as non-plural, because Srimad Bhagavatam explains that this absolute truth is not two, but it's not also not three, not four, not many. In other words, it is one. But what exactly does this mean? It means that everything that exists in this world or beyond our perception has no existence separate or independent of the Supreme Lord. This is the meaning of non-dual. Now, if you consider this idea carefully, certain objections may come to mind. Srila Jiva Goswami discusses these in his Satsandarbha, particularly in Tattva Sandarbha. The first one, Svagat Bhed. The Sanskrit word is not so important. It's the concept that we need to understand. Svagat Bhed is the objection that if the absolute truth is endowed with personality, then there must be some plurality or some difference, making many rather than just one. This idea comes from the fact, from our experience in this world. In this world, we're only accustomed to seeing and experiencing material form. And as soon as you have material form, you have plurality. For instance, if I cut my hair, the hair becomes detached from my body and is a separate entity, separate from myself. Even more so, my very self is actually separate from who I really am. Because the human body dies, all bodies simply perish after some time, but the soul remains. So these difficulties with material form give rise to this potential, to this objection, that if God is a person, then that absolute truth cannot be one. However, Srila Jiva Goswami explains that the form of Sri Krishna, the absolute truth, is not material. Om Sachidananda Rupaya Krishnaya. This is declared in the Vedas. The form of the absolute truth is made of Sat, Chit and Ananda. Raso Vaisa. It is the essence, it is a condensed form of sweetness. So to explain this idea, Srila Jiva Goswami gives the analogy of a figurine made of sugar. If you like, you can think of a chocolate angel. The whole angel is made of chocolate, one substance. It's made of sweetness from beginning to from top to bottom, and yet it has form. So Sri Krishna has form, qualities, variety, but it is made of one spiritual substance, raso vaisaha, condensed rasa. The second objection that may come to mind is we see that the absolute truth is sometimes we see Krishna, but sometimes various other expansions such as Ram, Nishinga, Varaha, Matsya and so on. These different manifestations of the absolute truth appear quite different from each other. They look different, for one. So one may think, well, here there's variety. There's plurality. Here, Srila Jiva Goswami tries to. Srila Jiva Goswami explains or refutes this objection by giving the analogy of the moon. There is only one moon, but at various phases, that moon will appear different. Sometimes it won't. Sometimes it will look as if there is no moon. Sometimes it will be full. And at various points in between, it will be either waxing or waning. But we know that it is the same moon. So also these various avatars and expansions of Sri Krishna, they display certain particular qualities that exist fully in the absolute truth, Sri Krishna. The third possible objection is called Bijatiyaved. This is maybe the objection that would immediately come to mind, come to the mind of anyone considering this topic. It is the objection that if you look around you, you see so many different things that appear to be separate from each other and that appear to be separate from Krishna or the Absolute Truth. We see different living entities. We see the material world, which is energy in flux, and which manifests as various objects around us. These things appear to be separate from each other, to be separate from us, and to our material minds appear to be separate from Krishna. Here Srila Jiva Goswami explains that the first point that must be considered is that everything in this creation and everything beyond this material creation is at all times fully under the control of the Supreme Absolute Truth. Not a blade of grass moves without the will of the Supreme Lord. Also, it may be said that if two objects share the same origin and their functions do not conflict with each other, then they may be considered to be one. In this world, it may appear sometimes that there is conflict, but from an ultimate vantage point, there is actually no conflict at all. Everything is perfectly directed by the Supreme Lord. There only appears to be conflict when we see that certain things don't cater perfectly for our sense enjoyment. And this gives us the idea that there is conflict in this world, when in fact everything is orchestrated beautifully and perfectly according to the sweet will of the Supreme Lord. Imagine if all manifestations from one's own body were perfectly under one's control at all times. Imagine if during a kirtan you were dancing and a bead of sweat fell from your forehead or from your arm. If you could stop that bead of sweat from hitting the ground, you could make it turn around and come straight back at you and enter into the pore of your body, of your arm or your head, you would have full control of that bead of sweat, and it could be considered that it's non-different from you. This is not the case with us, but it is the case with the Supreme Lord. Countless universes, like beads of sweat, emanate from all the pores of his body. In fact, they come out, they expand. So many wonderful creations happen within those beads of sweat, and then, by the will of the Supreme Lord, they come back again and enter again into his body. Such is the power, the potency of the Supreme Lord. Now this particular topic is so important. Srila Gurudev has mentioned that anyone who actually realizes this topic, it's easy to speak about it, but one who can actually perceive it in their life, they're at once a pure Vaishnav. Because they'll see that everything is connected, if everything belongs to the Supreme Lord, and it will be impossible for such a person to try to enjoy anything in this world. And that's exactly why Srimad Bhagavatam begins with this subject. The whole of Srimad Bhagavatam discusses this, and the whole of this first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam discusses the same topic matter. Bancha Kalpatu.
very deep subject, but you should know even something. We see in this world unlimited jivas, unlimited pieces of life. Also in jiva jagat, innumerable jivas, you cannot count. Their nature, they are all these things. We cannot count. And in transcendental world, Nanda Baba, Yashoda Maiya, Dam Siddham, Subal, Madhumangal, oh, so many sakhas. And also, millions of gopis are there. But in here it is, has been told, Advaya Gyan, only one. Why told? They are not separate, there is no separate existence. Independent existence. No. All depends on Krishna. In transcendental world, all expansion by his own Shakti, Chit Shakti, Antaranga Shakti. Jivas coming from all Jiva Shakti. And in this Maya Jagat, so many varieties by Maya that we see. But any of them has no independent existence. And that is called Advaita. Now, Bhaktivinoda Thakur doing pranam. Jat kripaya pravitto asmin grantha sangrahe tam gaur pasad bande damo darshwaru. I am praying to Sarup Damo, who has inspired me to write all these things, to make a garland of Srimad Bhagavatam. First is explaining Janamadasya Jataha. Anvaya Adi Taratasya. This thing. They have explained Krishna is one, without second. And his Shakti power is one without second. That Shakti is called Antaranga Shakti, Ladini Shakti, or Chit Shakti. Different names, but only one Shakti. Tatastha Shakti and Jeev Maya Shakti are not different. But when Chit Shakti, Ladini Shakti, Antaranga Shakti, he is transformed into millions of jivas, unlimited jiva, then it is called Tatastha Shakti. And when this material world manifesting, then that very Shakti is called, according to his function, Maya Shakti. And in this world, we are in Maya, and there is prominency of Maya. So we think that Maya Shakti is here. If we will tell Maya Shakti for Radhika, oh, then something wrong. Misunderstanding may come. But actually Maya is called Sarva Shakti, Antaranga Shakti. Maya means power, Shakti. So, how this world came? Janma Dasya. So many meanings, but in general meaning he is telling. Sarup Shakti, Antaranga Shakti of Krishna. When he creates Anuji, not creates, but he is transferred into Jiva Shakti, then he is called Tatastha Jiva Shakti. Who? That Shakti. Sarup Shakti. By function. And Chaya Prakash. Bahiranga Maya Shakti. Like shadow. Shadow of Sarup Shakti. Oh, he creates all these things. Then she is called
Bahiranga Shakti.
Then there are so many Shaktis? No. One Shakti.
So many functions.
By function it has. Then Shakti and Shaktiman too, Krishna and his power. There is duality? No, really. There are Shakti, Shakti, Mato, Abheda. No dual. Only one. So, here Jiva Shakti. It transferred into Jaiva Jagat. And Maya Shakti in Anvay. What Anvay?
Direct.
His Maya Shakti he has created, manifested all this world. Variety of soul, ling, sarir and nature and so many things. But one thing very wonderful, strange. Jeev, part of and parcel of Krishna. His chit.
Conscious.
Huh?
Conscious.
Conscious. Mm-hmm. Conscious. How it is possible that he will be binded by Maya? How? Chit is more superior than Achit. So it is not possible, but wonderful. Oh, by this illusory Maya. Brahma, even Shankar, they can be what?
Bewildered.
We cannot, anyone cannot map sakta hai gaharai.
None can measure it.
It's deepness.
Fathom.
So, by this illusory Maya, she has covered the soul with his thul and ling shari.
Gross.
Two. Gross
and subtle body.
Subtle body. Though we are not this body, but now what thinking? Oh, I am this body. So this is wonderful thing. And it is due to the Shakti of Krishna. Why it can become? Krishna has created or his
manifest.
Anu Chaitanya E.G. He had given them a very valuable thing that is called independence. And told them, if you will
properly use,
then you will come to me and serve me and be happy. But if you will misuse, then I will give you punishment.
Purification.
So we should try not to misuse our independence, but really we have did and for this we are in our prison. Purush, Pragati, Mahatattva. There are 28 tattva. Not separate existence. But these are, in this, some are my. in this 28th, Gyan, Gyan means Jiva Tattva, who knows, independence is there. Jiva does not know anything, how created this world. Covered with Maya. So, Krishna knows everything. So, here word is Abhigya. He knows everything, what Brahma, Shankara and other does not know. He is served by his Swarup Shakti, Radhika. And that is why he is Purna, Purnam Adha, Purnam Midam, Purnatha Purnam Uchyate. Krishna is infinite. And he is always
complete.
And Swara, there is none to control him.
Independent.
Quite
independent.
Supreme independent. He has mercifully inspired or what? Manifested Adi Kavi, that is Brahma. It may be told Sukadeva Goswami, it may be told so many things, but here Brahma. And what he told in Chatushloki Bhagavat Srimad Bhagavatam, and by his mercy he realized Brahma, all these things. And then he manifested Vedas, unlimited knowledge. In this Ved Gyan, oh, very learned persons also, they become bewildered. They cannot understand. Here Sarga. Sarga means Srishti,
creation.
Three kinds of creation. Chit Sarga, Jiva Sarga, Jada Sarga. Three. Chit Sarga, transcendental world. Beginning from Vaikunth and Golok Vrindavan. Nand Baba, Yashoda, Maya, Sakha, Gopis. Their trees, creepers,
everything.
Mountain, rivers, everything are Satchidananda. Jatkinchit Trinigulvaki Katamukham Goste Samastangitat Sarvananda Mukunda Daitang Lilanukulam Param Shastre Rio Muhur Muhur Nishtankam Janjaya Brahma Deva Pishas Pihantato Sarvamaya. Everything is transcendent. Here he is giving the example, something, kinchi. Not fully. In this world there is no example of Chitsarga. Transcendental world, nothing. But something. Agni. Agni means fire. Have you seen fire? Fire? Have you seen? I have not seen fire. When fuel is given, then flames and fuel and some dark
smoke.
The smoke is seen. The smoke is fire? Are woods are fire? Are flames are fire? What is fire?
Fire
is Shakti, power. You can see.
Like it is our stomach, it's how our digestion is going on. If not, then how I
so, like transcendental things are like fire. Sometimes Krishna comes. We see. Even Vrindavan, descends. Fortunate she was there, sealed. Like fire, take a their slide.
Matches.
Matches. Or two
stones.
Or two wood. By Ghasan. By stone, fire will come. So by any reason, especially, bhakta vinodartham, Krishna comes only to
please
his devotees. And so many things he does. So this is the example of fire for that. So Agni, always alakshit, not sin. But sometimes, by any reason, it is sin. Chit vyapar transcendental. In transcendental, Golok Vrindavan always there. But in this world, like fire comes sometimes. With Krishna, like Ramchandra comes, like Nisimhadev sometimes comes. Time to time comes. And Jiva Sarga, the example, some little, like water. That is fire, that is jiva are like water. Too cold, then it will freeze and become ice, then become hot, and if you throw, fracture,
then comes injury.
Injury. And you can, if you are so thirsty, then you can
suck it, as ice cream.
Very sweet. So when it is hard, then its naturality
goes away.
It's become hard. And when it is in nature, own nature, then it is
liquid
form. So Jeev now, he is transcendentally Nitya Kinkar of Krishna, Jeeva Shobha Nitya Grah. And he is always serving Krishna, and he is happy there. But Krishna has given him independence, and when he misuses, then Maya at once comes and throws it out from Krishna, very far away, and then gives these two bodies, cross and shuttle, two bodies. And then he thinks that, I am or this body. And the happiness and
distress,
the suffering of somebody, things mine. But really, when we will go forward, we will see. There is no bandhan. There is really no mukti. Jeeva is mukta always. But he thinks like that. And without the mercy of Krishna, without mercy of first Guru, we cannot come out of this. And Jad Sarga, the creation of this Jad, he like Mrittika. First Agni, then water, and then?
Earth.
Mrittika. Mrittika, earth. Earth is there, but if you make jaw, colors, pitcher, you can bring water from there. And if that is not given in foil, if you will bring, then nothing will come. Understand?
Yeah.
So, from earth, so many things in this world. This is also earth. Prominent earth. In what we see in this world, earth is prominent. Though there is water, fire, and all other things, but less. This is most But by the Achinta Shakti,
inconceivable
power of Krishna, sometimes they are nashwar.
Perishable.
Perishable. But they appear like
real.
Or Satya.
Permanent.
I couldn't understand the idea of the pot and the water. What is the idea?
If a jar maker makes a ghat,
pot,
but it has not given to fire, it is raw, then if you bring water, what will be?
Water go away, jar will break.
But if it is given in fire and it is now reddish light, then you can
bring water.
But really it is
comparison
for this, that from earth so many
pots, so many form.
Gold. Copper. All are diamond. From earth. Koala means
coal, diamond.
All are from earth. So, this is the example of this creation, Maya creation. Krishna is doing everything in transcendental world. Also in Jeev Shakti. Also here, by his Shakti.
Inconceivable.
But even he is separate from me. There is some existence. Krishna. And he is very lovely, very sweet.
Attractive.
He has a very attractive, his beautiful form. And where? In Go Vrindavan. That Paramasatya, Satyam Parama Dhimahi. That Krishna, with his Sarva Shakti, Kaya Vibhav Shakti, he is always there and sometimes manifesting this way. So, Vyas Devi is doing pranam, Satyam Parama Dhimahi. Today, I am finishing here. I will explain more daily. Though this subject is so
deep,
but you should try to hear. If you will take a bath, all water goes
down.
No, but something comes. Something will come. And that will be enough for you.
Nanda Gopal Prabhu.
The example of the pot in fire holding water, what does that mean for us practically?
And in this creation there are several things.
So many manifestations.
And that is from earth. So we should not think that all are different. From one chit, Jeev Shakti, Maya Shakti, for this example. Now,
Nanda Gopal Prabhu
will speak something
about school.
A school and
Subal Sakhar.
Drama
was here, pratidin drama was here.
No, today no drama.
No drama?
No drama?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Where is Prabhu?
Today no drama.
Hare
afternoon.
Thank you all so much for coming. This wonderful 10th annual festival in New Braj. And so much thanks for to Shul Gurudev for coming here so much. So we have two things to make some announcements, some very special opportunities to help with the Sangha here with many different projects that Srila Gurudev has inspired. Two tonight, especially. One being the New Braj School, and the other a special program for a new distribution of Srila Gurudev's books. Very prominent opportunities for devotees to help and participate in. So we wanted to make this announcement to you in front of Srila Gurudev and all the assembled Vaishnavas. Now, under the inspiration and order of Srila Gurudev, we've had a school here in New Braj for 8 years.
Bhagavan iti shabdyate. So here in this shloka, he is explaining what is the absolute tattva, the param tattva, vadanti tat tattva vidas. Who is explaining this supreme absolute truth? Those persons who are called tattva vida. That means they are the knowers. They have realized this absolute truth, absolute substance. And what is their description of this absolute substance? He is saying vadanti. They have explained it to be yajjnanam advayam. Vadanti tat tattva vidas tattvam yajjnanam advayam. Here, the term advay gyan is used. Advay means non-dual. Dvay means two. And advay means not two. Or, in other words, one. So, advay gyan. This absolute truth, this absolute supreme substance, is a non-dual conscious entity, conscious being, complete gyan, knowledge. And it is non-dual, meaning that there is only this one supreme absolute tattva. And there are not any other besides this. So the whole existence of this material cosmic manifestation and everything that exists within the entire creation is actually this one absolute supreme substance, Advaigyan Paratattva, supreme absolute non-dual truth. But yet, we see within this material world we see so many differences and varieties of objects within this world. All the different entities within this world, living entities and non-living, animate and inanimate objects within this world. And there are so many varieties, unlimited millions and trillions of varieties of objects within this world. So it does not appear that it is all one. It appears that it is very different. But yet, everything within existence is described by those who have seen the Absolute Truth as Advay Gyan, non-dual knowledge. But they have explained that that Supreme Absolute Truth from whom everything that we see has emanated is viewed by these seers of the Absolute Truth in three different features. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan iti shabdyate. They have described that that one non-dual absolute truth from whom everything has come, janmat yasya yataha. As Gurudev, Srila Gurudev is going to describe the first slok of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it begins with these words. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya janmat yasya yataha. That means the source, the absolute source from which everything has come, everything has emanated. So what is the nature of that absolute truth? Bhagavan iti shabdyate. The term terminologies are used to describe that absolute truth. Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. Although he is one, but yet he has three aspects, three features. Brahman, Brahmeti, meaning that just as we see the sun in the sky, we can use a material example the rishis have given to understand. The sun in the sky has so many extended rays coming from it. So these rays are the very sun itself. In one sense, we can say the sun rays are the sun, because the sun rays are emanating from the sun, and they are, in quality, they are none different than the sun. So in the same way, the Supreme Absolute Truth has the transcendental aspect called Brahman, which means that he, the Supreme Advaita Gyan, that Supreme Conscious Being, he is all-pervading throughout his entire creation. He himself, in the form of his Brahma Jyoti, like rays, transcendental rays. And Paramatma, he is not only all-pervading throughout his creation, but just like the sun is all-pervading throughout the universe, yet we also see, we also experience individually, that we can feel the sun on our own head. Or if you put so many pots of water, and each pot can reflect the sun globe itself. So in the same way, Paramatma means that that Advaita Gyan, Paratattva, is personally present everywhere. Not only in his non-dual aspect, Nirvishesh, without any varieties, the Brahma Jyoti effulgence, but also he is present personally within every single atom within the creation and within the heart of every living being within the creation. So that is called Paramatma, the transcendental super soul, supreme soul, present everywhere. But in the same way as the sun globe is situated in one place, within the sky, within the universe. And from that one source, the sun globe, all these other features extend in the same way that Advaita Gyan Paratattva, he is situated as Bhagavan, the supreme absolute personality of Godhead, who has transcendental form, qualities, paraphernalia, dham, associates. So just as within the sun globe, there is a personality known as the sun god, who is dominating the entire planet, and whose energies are the very existence of the sun and the sun rays. So in the same way, the absolute truth is also seen as the supreme, independent personality of Godhead, supreme, absolute Bhagavan. And he is described by the rishis, Aishwaryasya Samagrasya Viryasya Yashashashriya Jnana Vairagya Yoschaiva Sannam Bhaga Itingina, that he has transcendental opulences and qualities, especially six in number, Aishwarya, complete absolute wealth and power, Virya, complete potencies and shaktis and energies, unlimited, parasya shaktir vividhaiva shruyate, many, many varieties of potencies he has, unlimited varieties. Aishwaryasya samagrasya viryasya yashasa shriya. He has complete fame, yasha, his glories and his fame extend everywhere. Shriya, he has complete beauty. He is transcendental form, and his transcendental qualities are extremely attractive. And there is no one and nothing within his creation as beautiful as him. He possesses this opulence of beauty in fullness. Viryasya yashasa shriyam jnana vairagyayoschaiva. He has all knowledge of everything, every single nook and corner of his entire creation. At every single moment, he knows everything everywhere. And vairagya, he is also transcendentally detached from everything. He exists in himself, completely independent, swarat, from his creation. So this divine supreme personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, is the transcendental source and the topmost limit of the paratattva. But those who have realized the absolute truth have realized the absolute truth in these three features. Similarly, just like when those who are observing a mountain from a distance, if they are very far away, oh, the mountain may appear just like some hazy form in the distance. Then if they approach the mountain closer and closer, then they will see that, oh, the mountain has very specific shape, very specific colors, and there are some different shapes upon the mountain itself also. But then when he finally comes directly to the mountain, he sees that, oh, here on the surface of the mountain are very beautiful forests, very beautiful forest animals. So many entities are there. So in the same way, those who realize the absolute truth from somewhat of a distance, they only realize the Brahman aspect of the absolute truth. Those who come a little bit closer, they realize the Paramatma aspect of the supreme truth. And those who come the closest of all, they can realize that the supreme Paratattva, Advait Gyan Paratattva, is a transcendental divine personality of Godhead. And they understand him in his personal feature. So the great sages, the topmost realized souls within the universe, they have proclaimed by their transcendental realization, such as Lord Brahmaji himself, when he had this realization of Bhagavan Sri Krishna in the beginning of the creation, then he composed these prayers of Brahma Samhita. And he described that absolute truth as Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vignaha Anadi Adi Govinda Sarvatana.
Sundar Gopal is here. Sundar Gopal, can you explain something in brief? This in easy
language.
Very good. Chakshurunmilitam jena tasmai shi gurave namaha vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namaha.
This particular topic is sometimes a little bit challenging. And one may wonder, what is the need to consider it carefully? The reason why this subject matter is so important and forms the very essence of Srimad Bhagavatam is because it's an explanation of the nature of reality. Without being able to understand what this world is about, and whether anything exists beyond this world, it will be impossible to ascertain the purpose of life. What is the ultimate goal of life? What is existence for? So, this particular question has been considered for many thousands of years by different persons. Some, for instance, think that there is no such thing as an absolute truth. We're bound in a world of relativity. Others accept that there is an absolute truth, but that this absolute truth is impersonal. So for instance, physicists today, they consider that the only absolute are the laws of physics, which are impersonal. Still others, they accept that there is an absolute truth, and that absolute truth is endowed with personality, but that absolute truth is many, not one. What does Srimad Bhagavatam say? Vadanti tat tattva vidas tattvam yajjnanam advayam. Tattvam refers to paratattva,
the absolute truth. What are the characteristics of that paratattva? Jnanam advayam. Jnanam means conscious. This indicates clearly that the absolute truth has personality. Advayam, non-dual. We can think of non-dual as non-plural because Srimad Bhagavatam explains that this absolute truth is not two, but it's not also not three, not four, not many. In other words, it is one. But what exactly does this mean? It means that everything that exists in this world or beyond our perception has no existence separate or independent of the Supreme Lord. This is the meaning of non-dual. Now, if you consider this idea carefully, certain objections may come to mind. Srila Jiva Goswami discusses these in his Satsandarbha, particularly in Tattva Sandarbha. The first one, Svagat Bhed. The Sanskrit word is not so important. It's the concept that we need to understand. Svagat Bhed is the objection that if the absolute truth is endowed with personality, then there must be some plurality or some difference, making many rather than just one. This idea comes from the fact, from our experience in this world. In this world, we're only accustomed to seeing and experiencing material form. And as soon as you have material form, you have plurality. For instance, if I cut my hair, the hair becomes detached from my body and is a separate entity, separate from myself. Even more so, my very self is actually separate from who I really am. Because the human body dies, all bodies simply perish after some time, but the soul remains. So these difficulties with material form give rise to this potential, to this objection, that if God is a person, then that absolute truth cannot be one. However, Srila Jiva Goswami explains that the form of Sri Krishna, the absolute truth, is not material. Om Sachidananda Rupaya Krishnaya. This is declared in the Vedas. The form of the absolute truth is made of Sat, Chit and Ananda. Raso Vaisa. It is the essence, it is a condensed form of sweetness. So to explain this idea, Srila Jiva Goswami gives the analogy of a figurine made of sugar. If you like, you can think of a chocolate angel. The whole angel is made of chocolate, one substance. It's made of sweetness from beginning to from top to bottom, and yet it has form. So Sri Krishna has form, qualities, variety, but it is made of one spiritual substance, raso vaisaha, condensed rasa. The second objection that may come to mind is we see that the absolute truth is sometimes we see Krishna, but sometimes various other expansions, such as Ram, Nishinga, Varaha, Matsya, and so on. These different manifestations of the absolute truth appear quite different from each other. They look different, for one. So one may think, well, here there's variety. There's plurality. Here, Srila Jiva Goswami Srila Jiva Goswami explains or refutes this objection by giving the analogy of the moon. There is only one moon, but at various phases, that moon will appear different. Sometimes it won't. Sometimes it will look as if there is no moon. Sometimes it will be full. And at various points in between, it will be either waxing or waning. But we know that it is the same moon. So also these various avatars and expansions of Sri Krishna, they display certain particular qualities that exist fully in this, in the absolute truth, Sri Krishna. The third possible objection is called Bijati Abed. This is maybe the objection that would immediately come to mind, come to the mind of anyone considering this topic. It is the objection that if you look around you, you see so many different things that appear to be separate from each other and that appear to be separate from Krishna or the Absolute Truth. We see different living entities. We see the material world, which is energy in flux and which manifests as various objects around us. These things appear to be separate from each other, to be separate from us, and to our material minds appear to be separate from Krishna. Here Srila Jiva Goswami explains that the first point that must be considered is that everything in this creation and everything beyond this material creation is at all times fully under the control of the Supreme Absolute Truth. Not a blade of grass moves without the will of the Supreme Lord. Also, it may be said that if two objects share the same origin and their functions do not conflict with each other, then they may be considered to be one. In this world, it may appear sometimes that there is conflict, but from an ultimate vantage point, there is actually no conflict at all. Everything is perfectly directed by the Supreme Lord. There only appears to be conflict when we see that certain things don't cater perfectly for our sense enjoyment. And this gives us the idea that there is conflict in this world, when in fact everything is orchestrated beautifully and perfectly according to the sweet will of the Supreme Lord. Imagine if all manifestations from one's own body were perfectly under one's control at all times. Imagine if during a kirtan you were dancing and a bead of sweat fell from your forehead or from your arm. If you could stop that bead of sweat from hitting the ground, you could make it turn around and come straight back at you and enter into the pore of your body, of your arm or your head. You would have full control of that bead of sweat, and it could be considered that it's non-different from you. This is not the case with us, but it is the case with the Supreme Lord. Countless universes, like beads of sweat, emanate from all the pores of his body. In fact, they come out, they expand. So many wonderful creations happen within those beads of sweat. And then, by the will of the Supreme Lord, they come back again and enter again into his body. Such is the power, the potency of the Supreme Lord. Now this particular topic is so important. Srila Gurudev has mentioned that anyone who actually realizes this topic, it's easy to speak about it, but one who can actually perceive it in their life, they're at once a pure Vaishnav. Because they'll see that everything is connected, if everything belongs to the Supreme Lord, and it will be impossible for such a person to try to enjoy anything in this world. And that's exactly why Srimad Bhagavatam begins with this subject. The whole of Srimad Bhagavatam discusses this, and the whole of this first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam discusses the same topic matter. Bancha opportunities.
Very deep subject, but you should know even something. We see in this world unlimited jivas, unlimited pieces of life. Also in jiva jagat, innumerable jivas, you cannot count. Their nature, they are all these things. We cannot count. And
in transcendental world, Nanda Baba, Yashoda Maiya, Dam Siddham, Subal, Madhumangal, oh, so many sakhas. And also, millions of gopis are there. But in here it is, has been told, Advaya Gyan, only one. Why told? They are not separate, there is no separate existence. Independent existence. No. All depends on Krishna. In transcendental world, all expansion by his own Shakti, Chit Shakti, Antaranga Shakti. Jivas coming from all Jiva Shakti. And in this Maya Jagat, so many varieties by Maya that we see. But any of them had no independent existence. And that is called Advaita. Now, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, doing pranam, jat kripaya pravitto asmin, grantha sangrahe, tam gaur pasad bande damo darshwaru. I am praying to Sarup Damodar, who has inspired me to, write all these things, to make a garland of Srimad Bhagavatam. First is explaining Janamadasya Jataha. Anvaya Adi Taratasya. This thing. They have explained Krishna is one without second. And his Shakti power is one without second. That Shakti is called Antaranga Shakti, Ladini Shakti, or Chit Shakti. Different names, but only one Shakti. Tatastha Shakti and Maya Shakti are not different. But when Chit Shakti, Ladini Shakti, Antaranga Shakti, he is transformed into millions of jivas, unlimited jiva, then it is called Tatastha Shakti. And when this material world manifesting, then that very Shakti is called, according to his function, Maya Shakti. And in this world, we are in Maya, and there is prominency of Maya. So we think that Maya Shakti is here. If we will tell Maya Shakti for Radhika, oh, then something wrong. Misunderstanding may come. But actually, Maya is called Sarva Shakti, Antaranga Shakti. Maya means power, Shakti. So, how this world came? Janva Dasya. So many meanings, but in general meaning he is telling. Sarup Shakti, Antaranga Shakti of Krishna. When he creates Anuji, not creates, but he is transferred into Jiva Shakti, then he is called Tatastha Jiva Shakti. Who? That Shakti, Sarup Shakti.
Sarup Shakti.
By function. And Chaya Prakash, Bahiranga Maya Shakti. Like shadow, shadow of Sarup Shakti. Oh, he creates all these things. Then she is called
Bahiranga Shakti.
Then there are so many Shakti? No. One Shakti.
So many functions.
By function it has. Then Shakti and Shaktiman too, Krishna and his power. There is duality. nor yet. They are Shakti, Shakti, Mato, Aveda. No dual, only one. So, here Jiva Shakti, it transferred into Jaiva Jagat. And Maya Shakti in Anvay, what Anvay?
Direct.
His Maya Shakti he has created, manifested all this variety of soul, ling, sarir and nature and so many things. But one thing very wonderful, strange. Jeev, part of and parcel of Krishna. His chit.
Conscious.
Huh?
Conscious.
Concept. Mm-hmm. Conscious. How it is possible that he will be binded by Maya? How? Chit is more superior than achit. So it is not possible, but wonderful. Oh, by this illusory Maya. Brahma, even Shankar, they can be what?
Bewildered.
We cannot. Anyone cannot map sakta hai gaharai.
None can measure it.
It's deepness.
Satam.
So, by this illusory Maya, she has covered the soul with his thul and ling shari. To gross.
And subtle body.
Though we are not this body, but now what thinking? Oh, I am this body. So this is wonderful thing. And it is due to the Shakti of Krishna. Why it can become? Krishna has created, or his Anu Chaitanya E.G. He had given them a very valuable thing that is called independence, and told them if he will
properly use,
then he will come to me and serve me and be happy. But if you will misuse, then I will give you punishment.
Purification.
So we should try not to misuse our independence. But really, we have did and for this, we are in our prison. Purush. Pragati, Mahatattva. There are 28 tattva. Not separate existence. But these are, in this, some are my. In this, 28 gyan. Gyamani Jiva Tattva, who knows? Independence is there. Jiva does not know anything. How created this world? Covered with Maya. So, Krishna knows everything. So, here word is Abhigya. He knows everything. What Brahma, Shankara and other deities. He is served by his Swarup Shakti, Radhika. And that is why he is Purna, Purnam Adha, Purnam Midam, Purnatha Purnam Uchyate. Krishna is infinite. And he is always
complete.
And Swara, there is none to control him.
Supreme independent.
He has mercifully inspired or manifested Adi Kavi, that is Brahma. It may be told Sukadeva Goswami. It may be told so many things. But here, Brahma. And what he told in Chatushloki Bhagavat Srimad Bhagavatam. And by his mercy, he realized Brahma, all these things. And then he manifested Vedas, unlimited knowledge. In this Ved Gyan, oh, very learned persons also, they become bewildered. They cannot understand. Here Sarga. Sarga means Srishti, creation. Three kinds of creation. Chit Sarga, Jiva Sarga, Jada Sarga. Three. Chit Sarga, transcendental world. Beginning from Vaikunth and Golok Vrindavan. Nand Baba, Yashoda, Maya, Sakha, Gopis. Their trees, creepers,
everything.
Mountain, rivers, everything are Satchidananda. Jatkinchit Trinigulmaki Katamukham Goste Samastangitat Sarvananda Mukunda Daitang Leelanukulam Param Shastrereva Muhur Muhur Nishtankam Jancaya Brahma Deva Pishaspiham Tato Sarvam. Everything is transcendental. Here he is giving the example, something, kinchi, not fully. In this world there is no example of Chitsarga, transcendental world, nothing, but something. Agni, Agni means fire. Have you seen fire? Fire? Have you seen? I have not seen fire. When fuel is given, then flames and fuel and some dark
smoke
is seen. Smoke is fire? Or woods are fire? Or flames are fire? What is fire?
Fire
is Shakti. Power, you cannot see.
Like it is our stomach, it's how our digestion is going on. If not, then how I
say. So, like transcendental things are like fire. Sometimes Krishna comes. We see. Even Vrindavan descends. Fortunate, she was there. She. Like fire, take a just like
matches,
or two
stones. Rubbing to
or two wood. By ghasan, by stone, fire will come. So by any reason, especially, Bhakta Vinodatham Krishna comes only to
please his devotees.
And so many things he does. So this is the example of